How can you summarize God's grace over many years through all the ups and downs? And I'm sure you have had some downs as well as ups, as you might hear in the next few moments. But God has been very good and gracious, and I'm so glad to be a Christian. For about 10 years, I attended a Crusader class, a Bible class on Sunday afternoons. For about 10 years, I heard the gospel, but it made no impact on my life whatsoever. Just after I left school, I was invited to a house party for young people in Eastbourne. Whether or not it was because I went with good friends, enjoyed the whole atmosphere, or because of good preaching, at one of the evening meetings, I indicated that I'd like to become a Christian. For the first time, I understood the need to repent and the possibility of a warm and meaningful relationship with God through Jesus. My Crusader leader said later that I'd just sprung to life as a Christian at that point, and he was obviously baffled as to how it had happened, but of course it was simply that God had opened my eyes. Over the next few years, I had some quite tangible experiences of God's love and his presence in my life. As a result, I wanted to serve him in some way, and with a lot more zeal than expertise, I set out on various enterprises. I was the sole cook on a camp for boys from a deprived part of London. How do you cook custard for 24? I conducted a youth choir on Hastings Pier, but without any clear idea of how to stop everybody at the end of the songs, and decided to compile my own diagrammatic version of systematic theology. I wrote two verses on a large sheet of card, one at the top, one at the bottom, and I hoped to join them up with a lot more profound thoughts. It was still untouched 40 years later, and I used the card for some other purpose. Much lies between then and now. The one sensible thing I did was to marry Jill. But a most thought-provoking thing happened a few years ago. I decided to improve my fitness and took up badminton. One day, because I hadn't warmed up properly, I snapped an Achilles tendon. I got bad medical advice and didn't go to hospital for a few days. When I did, they said because of the delay, they would have to operate. But then they obviously got worried about the risks of that, and so did I. As I sat on the bed in a side room in A&E, I suddenly saw that this might be my last day on earth. I could see myself within 24 hours tumbling in darkness towards God on the day of judgment. What if what I had believed all these years was untrue? What could I hold on to? What could Scripture offer? Into my mind came a verse that was profoundly reassuring, 1 John 1:7. The blood of Jesus goes on cleansing from all sin. Or as the hymn says, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds, at the end of the world, in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. In the end, I didn't need an operation, and as you can see, I'm still here, and still rejoicing in God's grace.